As promised, we're joined right now by a defensive back for the Houston Texans. He is a Pro Bowler. He is an All-Pro. 78 tackles, 7 passes defensed, 2 interceptions, a sack, and a forced fumble last season. He led the NFL in total snaps last season. He was the Ed Block Courage Award winner in 2014, the 69th overall pick back in 2013 out of LSU. Houston Texans DB Tyrann Mathieu is my guest. Tyrann, great to have you on the show once again. My man, how are you?
Jim, how you doing, man?
Good.
To hear from you.
But it's so good to hear from you. I'm doing great. Boy, I got to tell you, it seems a little bit different to introduce you as a member of the Houston Texans. So what's it like to hear that, and how has the offseason been like for you? Because I know it's been a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's going to be different for me, you know, being the Houston Texans, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just the business side of it, man. You know, I had such a great time in Arizona. You know, some of those relationships I have, you know, are had there, I'll have forever, you know, going forward. And so I'm very grateful for that, you know, especially for the community and how they embraced me, you know, coming into, you know, my career in the NFL, man. I had a great time in Arizona, but I'm so excited to be back, you know, down south, man, back in Texas, close to home, and, you know, especially with the Houston Texans. So I'm excited about it.
Tyrann Mathieu joining us. So what you have here is another opportunity and a great challenge in front of you. So you touched on this, but what was it about the Texans that made you feel like that was the right fit and the right place for you?
Yeah, I think they have great potential, man, you know, especially on defense. You know, obviously they had some guys banged up over the last couple of years, but, you know, those guys are, you know, expected to be healthy. So I'm excited about playing with Watt, man. I'm excited about playing with Clowney. You know, they just added Aaron Colvin, who I've worked out with a couple times over the past few years. And so I'm just excited about it, man. They got a lot of veterans in our secondary. So I think the decision for me was, you know, rather easy. You know, they got a really great quarterback that's very young. So on the other side of the ball, and, you know, obviously they got some weapons at the receiver position. So, you know, they got great skilled players, man, and obviously I want to surround myself around great players.
Tyrann Mathieu joining us. You know, you mentioned right off the top that it is a business. You understand that. Nobody has to explain that to you. It's a business, and teams make business decisions. Players make business decisions. All of that said, can you share how you felt about the way things ended in Arizona? Did that sting a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think naturally, you know, you would want things to work out, you know, especially when you feel like it's been a happy marriage. You know, and I know that I've had some injuries over the last couple of years, but that's part of the game. You know, like that's why our contracts aren't guaranteed, because, you know, injury is a guarantee. You know, so I understand all those things, but like I said, I felt like the marriage was great, man. The community, you know, I did well in the community. The community did well with me, and, you know, I felt like I was a leader on the team. But, you know, things change. And, you know, change isn't always bad. You know, for me, I feel like it's good. You know, it's a fresh start. It's a new challenge for me. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Hey, listen, you've had some injuries, but you've had injury setbacks that could have broken most guys, but you continue to work through them. You came all the way back to lead the NFL in snaps played last season. So how much pride do you take in the coming back in the way that you did, the way you did bounce back, the way you did come back?
Yeah, Jim, I'm so excited, man, because I know that I'm getting better, and I can only work on one thing at a time. But I know next season will be a great season for me. You know, I've been putting in great work this off season, working with a lot of different people, just trying to sharpen my game up. And, you know, this is one of the few off seasons that I've had that I didn't have to rehab, so that I can just strictly focus on getting better at my craft. So I know next season, you know, it's going to be very good for me. I'll be very confident, which is, you know, something that I didn't have last season. And, you know, like you mentioned, I did lead the NFL in snaps last year, so I know that I am getting better. I know that I am getting more durable. So now it's just about me getting back to, you know, creating those splash plays, man, creating those wild plays. And I know that I'll get back to that.
Tyrann Mathieu joining us. You know, you mentioned some of the workouts you're doing. I've been watching some of these videos of you training with @MadeMan5. What are the types of things that you're working on, and then what is that motivation when you attack the workouts the way you are right now?
Well, you know, like you mentioned, I did have a few injuries that, you know, possibly could have broken, you know, the next man. I don't know that. But what I do know is I did have some setbacks, and I did have some injuries. And, you know, with injuries, you may lose a step or two. And for me, that's what I felt like last season. You know, even though I did lead the league in snaps last season, I had 78 tackles. I had a few interceptions. You know, I made some good big plays. You know, I think I won two games for the Cardinals last year. You know, I had two putt plays. You know, so for me, it's about putting in the work so that way, you know, it shows. And I need to get that step back. And, you know, for me, it's just been working on explosiveness, working on that lateral quickness, you know, working on all the things that made me who I am. And, you know, with those injuries, you tend to forget to work on those things. But, you know, like I said, I've had an off season where I can strictly focus on the things that I need to get better at versus rehabbing my ACL or rehabbing a shoulder. I can actually get better this off season, Jim. So I'm so excited, man. I'm pumped. And I can't wait to play in front of Texas.
I love it. I can hear it in your voice. Tyrann Mathieu, my guest. Listen, you've got an annual free youth camp every single year. It's an annual free youth camp, and it's called the Heart of a Badger Camp. So let me ask you this. How would you describe the heart of a Badger? Or more specifically, how do you describe your heart and your passion for football?
Well, I think it's everything we just mentioned, you know. And, you know, I think the last few years, you know, people, they tend to remember the injuries and, you know, whether or not I came back from an injury. And but I've been dealing with this my whole life, man. My back has been against the wall my entire life. I've always had challenges, whether it's been an injury, whether it's been self-inflicted things that I've done, whether it's been me hanging with wrong kind of people, whether it's been me, you know, doing a bunch of things, you know. So, look, the world is mine. I'm so focused, man. I'm so excited to have this fresh start, you know. And I think having the heart of a Badger is absolutely that, being able to continually overcome things to get to your goal. And, you know, that's what I try to tell the kids.
Hey, Tyrann, you mentioned this in that last answer, but if you don't mind, I want to read you something. It's a pretty long quote, but you did this interview at Bleacher Report that I think is amazing, and you talked to them about what you're talking to us about right now. Here's the quote, if you can let me lay this out, because I think it's amazing. Quote, I get an opportunity, I go to LSU. I bleep it up, I completely bleep it up. I get to the NFL, I walk in a straight line and get injured. This is my test. Not too many people have my story, and this is my story. A guy from unknown to a Heisman Trophy finalist. He gets kicked out of school. He absolutely rebounds himself. He becomes a millionaire. He's taking care of his family. And then he's getting injured. How can he get back to the top of the mountain? People never do it. You've seen guys go and then drop off. They never returned. End quote. It's an amazing statement in the sense of how real you are, how candid you are. So my question is, how do you get back to the top of the mountain? And in terms of being real, where did that approach come from? Because I very rarely have heard an athlete address that like that.
Well, I think it's very important for me to look in the mirror. And I think being an athlete, you're under such a microscope that you're so cognitive of other people's thoughts and how they feel about you. And rarely do we ever ask ourselves how we feel. And that's absolutely how I feel. You know, so, you know, and it takes a man to look in the mirror and admit his wrongs, understand his wrongs, and then understand his path. And I think that I do understand my path. And I think that's how I've been able to rebound from injuries and not have any setbacks, you know, not get caught with drugs, you know, not ride drunk, you know, like, because I understand my path. Like, it's going to be a million things get thrown in my way. Like, it's my responsibility to avoid that or to not let that distract me from my goal. And I'm very focused, man. And a lot of people don't believe in you. But I believe in me, and I think I lost that over the last couple of years. I started believing in other people, and I didn't believe in me. So I'm very fortunate that I'm at the point right now where all I have is me, and I'm the only one believing me. And that's why I signed a one-year deal. My expectations are very clear, and I'm excited about that.
My man, you're betting on yourself. I see it. Before I let you go, you hosted your first annual Tyrann Mathieu Kickball Classic. It was last weekend where you brought back a bunch of LSU guys, and you had Coach O playing as well to benefit your foundation. First off, where did the idea for a kickball game come about, and how's your kickball game?
You know, well first of all, Jim, I am a multi-sport athlete.
Of course, man.
I can play every sport. But, you know, growing up in New Orleans, man, you know, we played a lot of pitch-up tackle, and we played a lot of kickball. You know, so and I didn't play it in a while. I didn't play it since elementary school, and you know, I wanted to do something that I can invite families to. I can invite kids as well as adults, and I thought it was a great idea. You know, everybody in New Orleans or in the South, I think in general, you know, grew up playing kickball. So And none of us did it in a long time, you know. So, and it was good because, like I said, I had the opportunity to bring families out and to have a family environment. And not only do that, but I get to share a field with a lot of guys that, you know, we've never shared the field together before. Like, I've never shared the field with Jamal Adams. And I know a lot of people, you know, the thought of that is very exciting. So I'm just happy that, you know, I'm very fortunate, man, to be in the position I'm in and, you know, to be able to give back.
Coming off a huge year, too. 78 tackles, 7 passes, defensed, a couple of picks, a sack, a forced fumble, led the entire NFL in total snaps, a new opportunity, a new challenge. He's a member of the Houston Texans. Tyron, you know where I'm coming from on this. I got to be objective. I can't root. But I'll tell you what, my man, I got nothing but respect and appreciation for you. And I would certainly bet on you the way you're betting on yourself. It's so good to have you back on the show. And it's great to hear your voice, man. Thank you so much. Have a great offseason the rest of the way. And I'll look for you again this season.
Jim, thank you, my guy. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you very much, man. Well done, Tyron. Great to have you back. Tyron Matthew. He's a jungle favorite. He's big in this. It's a big Tyron Matthew house, obviously. And nobody ever wants to hear a host fawn over a guest, but I have a lot of respect for what he's overcome, the way he approaches it. For all things I've mentioned my entire career, be accountable, be responsible, just own it. We even brought it up earlier in this program. Kevin Ioli came up, and we talked about Canelo Alvarez, and he was talking about how Alvarez eating tainted meat is not good for his reputation, and that if you just own it, if in fact that's what that was, people will understand and people will forgive you. And I almost never, ever want to read a quote that long because people tend to tune out. But that quote, the interview that he did with Bleacher Report, to me is amazing. I read that quote. And what he said was, I got this opportunity to go to LSU. I bleep it up. I completely bleep it up. I get to the NFL, I walk a straight line and get injured. That's my test. Not too many people have my story. That's my story. A guy who goes from an unknown to a Heisman Trophy finalist. He gets kicked out of school. He absolutely rebounds himself. He becomes a millionaire. He's taking care of his family, and he's getting injured. Can he get back to the top of the mountain? People never do it. You've seen guys go and then drop off. They never returned. This guy made it back. And he has a one-year deal, and you can tell he's got a lot of motivation and a chip on his shoulder. And he's always been an unbelievable athlete, great player. Dedicated to his craft, works his craft, has come back from injuries that a lot of guys could not come back from. I love the guy. I really do. Your reaction to it, Tyron Matthew, 1-800-636-8686. And also admitted, yeah, it did kind of sting that they let me go. I thought there was a great marriage between me and that team, me and that community. I won them a couple of games last year. It hurt. Another really honest answer. So I love seeing him with the Texans and that defense.